At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating US Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, hello to you, special you. I am so excited to be here again to once again inspire you, motivate you. And as always, I want to say that I'm here with you in whatever situation you are. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you, to assist you, and to encourage you with, because life has its challenges. We all know that. And I'm bringing you this week a totally different man, I would say, Mr. Adam Slauson. Now, he's a personal freedom coach, and he is the founder of the Plight Club, which aims, he really aims to encourage the open conversation, the open communication, the vulnerability communication. And he does that through clothing, and I'm sure we'll talk about the Plight Club with him specifically. But Adam is known as the vulnerability guy, and I really like that because he has been on his own personal freedom journey for about 10 years now, and he coaches others who would like to take the reins of their lives through a mixture of techniques, including Eastern disciplines. Now, really, I am really excited because if there's one thing I know for sure, and we all know Brené Brown and, you know, the queen of vulnerability, but if there's one thing I know for sure, it is that vulnerability has helped me tremendously in my healing, and it helps my clients as well. And of course, it is always easy to say to be vulnerable, but we all have learned to be tough, to be, you know, not too sensitive, to keep our feelings for ourselves. And so I see with my clients, what a relief and what a kind of freedom it gives them to actually really tell. I had a client this morning who was telling me that it's the first time she has been saying things to me that she's never told anyone before. Now, that is the power of coaching, of therapy, of, you know, having guidance, somebody that guides you from being in the superficial success, the outside success, and getting into the true world of being exactly who you are, the authentic you, and going for authentic success and experiencing true wealth. Now, you know that I am more and more inspiring almost every day now on Instagram at Danielle Sachs. So please, if you want to go and follow me and have lots of inspiration and motivation in that field, please feel free to go and follow me and give me a sign, you know, give me a little message or a comment or whatever it is. And if you want to comment on this show, of course, you can always go to Danielle at daniellesachs.com, and I'm there to respond to your mails. And if I can, if there's a suggestion for a radio show, for a topic, or if somebody out there, if one of you out there knows somebody that can inspire our audience, my audience, you, the special you, the sensitive you, the authentic you, then please let me know, because I'm always open to suggestions for interviews and people that you know can inspire this audience. Let me give you a little break with a bit of music, and then we'll come back and we'll talk to Mr. Adam Slauson, the vulnerability guy.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, and yes, here I am, another week, another show, and another interview, and I can't wait to talk to Mr. Adam Slauson. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, because if I believe you are the vulnerability guy, so I am so excited that we're going to talk today about everything that has to do with vulnerability, authenticity. That's what I'm here for, to inspire you and so many others. So, Mr. Adam, just tell us what makes you the man that you are today? What has happened in your life that today they call you the vulnerability guy?
Ah, okay. So I think you and I have had a relatively similar story, like a big, you know, you had a life-changing illness and I had one. I got diagnosed in 2015 with rheumatoid arthritis. But that wasn't the beginning. It wasn't the beginning of my transformation. What was I got, someone just said to me, after a philosophy course I was attending, they said to me, "I sense a knot in you." And with those words, I almost burst into tears. Like, it was completely out of the blue. And I was like, whoa, what was that about? Okay. And I've always, up to that point and past that point as well, I suffered from anxiety, like really big bouts of anxiety. So it wasn't really general day to day. It was kind of every 3 to 6 months, I would have a humdinger of a anxiety attack. And the last one, touch wood, was in January 2019. And I lasted about 3 weeks. I slept 2 hours a night. I lost 7 kilos of weight, and I don't have a lot of weight to lose. And I even turned this weird shade of gray. All right. And it was at that moment that I was like, well, I've really got a, that's when my transformation into who I am now really took off. But I'd already been doing some work on myself prior to that. But it was in the thing that really woke me up. I listened when someone said, you're about the knot in me. But when I got diagnosed with arthritis, I was like, what's going on? What is this about? And the doctor said to me, well, yeah, you've just got to put up with it, accept it.
Live, you know what
I
mean?
It's like, yeah, live with it. And I was like, no, I don't believe it's true. Like, you know, and I can't say that all arthritis is healed by going into your emotions, but it really helped. I don't have any symptoms of arthritis anymore. I'm very sensitive to sugar and stiffness in that sense, but I think everybody is. But other than that, that was the thing. And I was like, I chose then to be like, I'm not going to believe what other people tell me. I'm going to make my own life. And that was the thing. It gets me emotional when I talk about it, but it was that was kind of, you know, thinking, but it's only in hindsight that I thought this, you know, it was kind of like, that was a linchpin in the transformation. I was like, I'm not going to put up with other people's BS. I'm going to make my life. And then from that point, I've learned more and more that life is not a discovery. It's a creation, and you are creating your own life. And so I've crafted myself into who I am now over the last, that's 8 years, isn't it? Or so. And it's been, you know, experimental journey, like practicing things, trying things, see if they work, see if they don't work. I used to work in managing consulting for quite a lot of time, and it was all about an experimental approach. So I just turned that on me, tried things, if they worked, and then
inner work. You decided for yourself it's time to do the inner work. Is that it?
Exactly that.
And to me, it's like the, I always use a metaphor. You have been sitting in the trunk of your car, being your life, and now suddenly you have decided to sit in the driver's seat. You are the creator. That's how I felt it. And it's actually very empowering when I talk to my clients and when I, you know, use that metaphor. It's like I even, you know, get goosebumps when I talk about it. You know, that is what it's all about. It's being in the driver's seat. So can you tell us what is the vulnerability part then? Why does your life revolve now today so much around vulnerability?
It is a beautiful question. It is central to my heart because I believe that vulnerability is the catalyst to our freedom.
Okay.
And it really is.
Let's repeat that again so that everybody hears. Anyone listening?
So vulnerability is the catalyst to our freedom.
Okay. Can you explain that?
Yeah. So one of the things I say to my clients is that vulnerability is a go, not a no. And I say that because it is the thing that is helping you expand your comfort zone.
Yes.
Like, and so when you can, you either have a choice. When something makes you feel vulnerable or anxious, you can move away from it and stay the same, or you can lean into it and essentially expand. Mm-hmm. And when you do, what's happening is that our level of ability to feel is repairing itself, in essence. And so we're getting a deeper ability to feel when we lean into the difficult times. So for me, as an example for that, is like I was for most of my life was, I would say, a secure attachment style, pretty much. But then I've had rounds of heartbreak that have caused emotional scars. And that has an element turned me partly into an avoidant attachment style.
Yes.
So in my relationship, to give an exact example, is like when I was actually getting closer to someone, I would start to feel numb as opposed, so I would block it out to protect myself. So the vulnerability in that it's the catalyst because I'm noticing and having the ability to be able to lean in and say, this is how I'm authentically feeling right now. I'm feeling numb. It's nothing to do with you. So don't take it personally. It's to do with me. And actually you should take it as a compliment. But the reason that it's catalyst to your freedom and it's a go, not a no, is because there's always vulnerability in play, right? It's the thing that there's a book by Alan Watts, which is called The Wisdom of Insecurity. And if you replace insecurity with vulnerability, it's the same thing,
it's the same thing.
And there is a deep, deep wisdom in it.
Wow. Beautiful. I really like that because to me, vulnerability is the only way to heal. If you can't it's the only way to go from your head into your heart.
100%.
Isn't it?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. So it's having the mind, body, soul connection is the catalyst seems to be vulnerability between them. So as an example, this morning with my partner, she currently has back pain. And she said this morning that I can't do the plank because of my back pain. And I said to her, actually via a message because she's gone off to work, I said, maybe try change. If you're open to some suggestions, I said, if you change the word can't to when my back gets better, I'll be able to do plank. Like it's saying the same thing, but it's just a more, you're going to manifest something different in between the two things.
Open energy instead of a contraction energy.
Exactly. Mm. But the thing that plays the part is I felt I didn't want to feel her to feel like I was coaching her necessarily. Mm. So I felt vulnerable in sending the message.
Yes.
And she will feel vulnerable in changing, you know, each time she catch herself saying, oh, I said can't then. Oh, I need to change the way I'm saying. There's a vulnerability involved in the acceptance of doing that is accepting that we've got stuff to learn, do all these things. And that's why, as to answer the question, right? That's why vulnerability is the central to my life because I feel it's central to everything. It's central to transformation.
And so, You call yourself in your bio, I was reading, you are a personal freedom coach. What exactly are you doing with people? What is to you the first step when they have that anxiety, when they have, you know, a vicious cycle of stress? Or what is your first step onto personal freedom? Because it's all about freedom, as you say, as well.
Yeah. So the stages that I take people on are liberate, accept, magnetism. Magnetism is the fight. So, but it works like a sum. So you have liberation plus acceptance equals magnetism.
Okay.
So the liberation bit is understanding the trauma trigger cycle. So one of the first things I get people to do is go list, and this sounds like a grand statement, but list out everything you can remember, right? And in your life. And it's obviously you can't remember everything, right? And but that what I explain to people is that if you can remember it, it's because you had an emotion attached to it. You can't remember, you can't remember things that you don't remember. So to give the listeners an example of that is that you might, you know, 3 months ago you went to a supermarket. If nothing happened, you just got your food, then you won't remember it. But if you happen to meet the love of your life, or like got punched in the face or something quite dramatic, you would remember it because you have an emotional reaction to it. Okay. So what you then, with that list, what you've then got is, it's not necessarily the answer, but it's questions that you can then ask is like, oh, is this the thing that's coming out in the present? And then you then start on a journey and allowing, I would say, the guidance of life, or if you want to use spirit or whichever language you want to use, the answer will come to you in time. You don't have to search for it.
Okay. I find that interesting because it's a little bit like, I always give the example of 9/11, you know, everybody that you talk about, you know, to and ask them, where were you and when happened 9/11? They all know where they were that year, exactly the place when, you know, when the news came about the attacks. And when you ask them, and the year before, the year after 9/11, where were you? Nobody, you know, nobody remembers. So it's amazing how our emotions are like stored. Hey, it's almost a storage somewhere. And so what you're saying is you make like a sort of timeline of memories, and you're going to see what was stored there. Is that what you mean?
Yes. And in essence, and it's like, particularly if someone's suffering from really bad anxiety, it helps them. Firstly, there's a person immediately seeing and hearing their anxiety, that so they don't feel like they're alone. That's like not job number one. And then I like in that, I explain that we have the same capacity for emotions when we're 2 years old and when we're 90 years old. Like our body. So what's happening in our formative years is that our ego, I call our ego, like, is like a reverse Terminator. Yes. It has it's one job, and it's trying to keep us alive.
Yes, I agree.
You know, and it does not care about the quality of your life or any of those. It will just reduce your capacity to feel, which it does in our formative years to protect us. And then at some point, which is, and in the Buddhist philosophy, it's like, that's when we are actually born. When we accept our humanity and say, right,
that's beautiful, eh?
Yes, yeah, for sure. And I think it's the bit when someone said about having a knot in me. I think that's when I accepted my humanity. Like, I didn't, you know, at the time I had no idea what I was talking, what I'm talking about. But now I think that is the time. And then it was that time I was like, well, I'm going to look into my emotions. I'm going to look into how I function as a human. I'm going to make, you know, and I didn't do it for the first, you know, few years, but I did, like, when I got arthritis, as I said, that was the thing that really was like, I'm really going to pay attention. But I think it's in those, in accepting our humanity, that then, and this is a sentence I use a lot with clients, is that life brings you people and situations to reflect where you're not free. So it's,
that's
so
beautiful. The
Thank you. So it comes from a Buddhist. I'm not a practicing Buddhist. I'm a practicing Taoist, if I was to choose a definition. But it's from all the books I've read. It's from that. But also, there's a guy called Peter Crone who has said that sentence as well. Like, I'll give him his kudos in that. But it's true, you know. It's almost like the reverse is happening. So when we're born to when we accept our humanity, we're getting bent out of shape by learning how to survive. And so these things get logged in our body it's just for quick reference. Because if we had to keep, and I read in a book years ago that if we had, like, if you think about learning to drive, if whenever, every time you got in a car, you had to relearn how to drive, our brain would have to be like 10 times bigger than it is. Right. And so that would cause a problem in childbirth, because obviously there's only a certain size that it can come out as. And in that, like, so our body is like a tool of a Filofax. Well, we don't even have Filofaxes anymore, but, you know, it's a logging system, a compute, that for quick reference, it goes, okay, I've done this before. Here's the way I play it. This is how it works out. And so you can do it more. But what happens is we get wired incorrectly because of our, you know, in childhood, we don't have the ability to be able to navigate things. And then we just keep playing those records until you make the choice to go, oh, well, I'm going to make my own record.
Yes.
And then so through the acceptance bit of my coaching, it's like accepting limiting beliefs, accepting that you can change. And through repetition, exactly like I said to my partner this morning, changing, getting rid of the word can't,
yes,
is what,
yes,
or putting the word yet on the end of your sentences, mm-hmm, is a huge transformation. It's only a simple thing to do, but having the and the more you do it, what we're doing is creating evidence to our ego for it to calm down.
Yes,
you know
that,
yeah,
you're okay, that you're safe, that you're,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So
isn't it all a lot about unlearning instead of learning?
100%. Mm. Yes, exactly that. I say a lot to my client. I don't actually teach them anything. I just teach them to unlearn behaviors. Mm. It's all the protect. It's just a protective mechanism. And some people have, obviously, you know, a trauma in childhood. There are obviously, let's say, dark traumas, and I won't go into, you know, we can know what those are, but a trauma to a child when, you know, I fell down the stairs when I was like 1 or 2 years old. And I looked for my parents and they weren't there, you know, at that moment. And they probably just went out for a cup of tea. Like, you know, it was, but I felt like it was a really early feeling of feeling abandoned.
Yes.
You know, but I didn't.
And not that, seen and not, yeah, yeah, not protected, yeah, yeah, and not, yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't their fault in any way, yeah, shape or form. It was just one of those things. And it took me a long time to have to get to that memory as well, like through different practices and variants, but eventually it unearthed itself, because I believe that the way our bodies are so wise that you only have the capacity to deal with, it will only let you deal with the thing that you have the capacity to deal with.
Deal it.
Mm. Yeah. So if you had a really bad trauma in your early formative, the work is to kind of, and go, I call it going to the emotional gym, like doing little things each day. So hence the vulnerability, little things that will enhance your ability to feel. And then once your body gets to a certain capacity to be able to feel, then the trauma or whatever will become present.
I agree. And what is the exact explanation of freedom to you? What is freedom? Because we all want freedom. We all want, you know, what is freedom to you? Free from what? Freedom?
So the way I phrase it, and I'll say it in reverse, is, but it's choice.
That's
one thing for me, choice. Mm. And it comes from, if you're learning, it's the ability to respond to the world as opposed to react.
Yes.
That for me is the definition of freedom.
Yes.
Because when you can do that, the magic of, yes, life unfolds.
Yes, I totally agree. So you are a personal freedom coach. You are the vulnerability guy. Explain to us, because I believe it's all related also to encouraging people to actually have the vulnerability conversation, to be in an open communication,
yeah,
concept. So you have founded the Plight Club. Tell us a little bit about that.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah. Plight Club clothing is, it's encouraging the conversation around vulnerability through clothing and experiences and events. So,
okay,
so what we do is we have what I call EEEs, which is emotionally expressive experiences.
Mm-hmm.
It's making clothing an emotionally expressive experience. So, okay. Obviously, like clothing as it stands now, people put on clothes and it says something about them, right? It's a way of expressing, yeah, it's a way of expressing ourselves, you know, and some people love it more than others. And so, you know, and fine, but it's always an element of our brand, that kind of thing. So the current fashion industry, the way it stands is like, there are certain brands that, don't get me wrong, they're very well made and all those kind of things, but ultimately they say how much money you have.
Yes.
Ultimately. You know, and which is sure. And I believe that, you know, in the up to now ish is that money was seen as is a complete thing that brings you security.
Mm.
Right. And to an extent, if you go on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, the lower,
yes,
need, of course, shelter, food, you know, those bits, of course, money is required to get those bits in the world that we live in.
Mm.
But after that point, it isn't money. I believe it's emotional adaptability. And having an ability, an agility. So what Polite Club's about is encouraging people to learn to express themselves authentically.
Okay.
So all the clothing is the conversation starters. So when someone
I can see your shirt, for example,
which says
lovable. And
yeah.
I would like say to you, wow, that's a nice shirt. Where did you get this? Or where does it come from? Is that how you start a conversation?
That's it. It's as simple as that. Yeah. So because the when I started, people would say, "What's plight?" And plight, by the way, is for those that don't know, it's a difficult experience. It's like an arduous journey. Yes. So it's like life can be at times. So you could replace plight with life. But when you start to explain it, say, "Oh, I got it from Plight Club. It's all about vulnerability, freedom, and deeper human connection." Then the next bit of the conversation isn't going to be about the weather, or men particularly, or money, or football. Like for men, it's a classic thing we talk about. And, football's a great sport. But if you're always talking about football and nothing else, then it's a bit of an addiction almost that you're not going deeper into. They're all icebreakers. And same with the experiences that we do as well. It's a way of encouraging people to express their authenticity, who they are. Like, and it's not just the love and the joy, it's the anger and the darker emotions and get that out. And it's a real bringing humanity to things.
Wow. And so what is your role in there?
I founded it about 3 years ago now. It was just before lockdown. It's a bit longer than that. And it came about because I now run a men's circle, but I was part of a men's circle at the time. I think it was the first session or the second session, but no, first session it was, that we all sat in a circle and the atmosphere, it wasn't negative. It was just no one had spoken yet. So it was cold, let's say. Mm-hmm. As everyone started speaking, I just felt this wave of energy, or which now I refer to as energy. I felt this goose pimple thing come over me. And I thought to myself, I don't know what that is, but the world needs more of it. Mm-hmm. Now I could wax lyrical about what it is from a quantum physics point of view, from a spiritual point of view. But at the time, I was like, at the end of that session, which was about an hour, there was 10 guys that I felt like I knew perhaps more deeply than some of the people I've known for years.
Yes. Yes.
I was like, there's something in this. Yeah. It's in the conversation. It's in the opening up. It's having the ability to do that. So I was like, I sat with it for a while and then I was on the bus, and in all honesty, I went past, in London, we have these places called flight clubs, which is the darts places.
Yes.
Right. And so I just always admired how connecting it to Fight Club, the movie, that they'd made this kind of old man sport cool and people would do it. And I was like, I wonder what other, and I went through the alphabet and I got to plight. Yes. And I was like, plight, I know what that means. And then I looked it up. And then I said to myself, Plight Club, the first rule is that you do talk about it. So it's the opposite of Fight Club. And when I said that, I laughed to myself and I was like, that's it. That's the linchpin. As soon as you break the ice and it becomes lighter and a bit more humorous, then people will be, you're into the conversation.
Now, I'm going to move a little bit. We've had a little bit about stress and about, anxiety. I want to move a little bit towards that living authentic success. What is living authentic success to you, Adam?
Authentic success for me is having the ability to follow my heart and override my brain, if that makes sense. Like, it's to choose based on feeling rather than thought.
Yes.
Yeah. So as as an entrepreneur, like I've, been in a career, and I had a PAYE full-time job up to a year ago. Well, I was part-time for 3 years in that, but I had a salary, let's say. Mm-hmm. So it was comfortable doing those things. But when I jumped into this full-time, there's elements, it's like, there's a huge amount of faith. So yes. Authentic success is definitely, there's a huge word, faith involved. Faith and action would be the two words. In doing that, the bit of having faith that it will be okay, it's like I learning more and more as I wake up my body through being vulnerable, through obviously working with clients and me doing the same for them, you end up building this capacity to feel, and you get like an extra sensory perception if you haven't felt for a long time. And for men particularly, like I always say that the sentence "big boys don't cry" has got a lot to answer for. So please, if you are listening and you are saying that to your children, please stop immediately, because it is, we are creating a prison for your particularly for men in the latter years. But we learn how to not feel. So in the process of unlearning that and remembering how to feel, we get this kind of thing. I feel like that's the right direction to go in, but my brain is going, oh no, I shouldn't do that. So a classic one is with money. Like, so I shouldn't spend that because I don't know where money's going to, the next But it's like, I need to spend that to be able to. And if, and I have said to people before that the only way to eliminate fear of not having money in the future is to spend a little bit of money in the present. And it sounds a bit weird.
It's all but energy.
It's all energy. And so, but that to a bit, to, I'm not saying, you know, if you don't, you can't just go out and buy a Ferrari, let's say, but it's like within your means to just relax and say, right, have faith that the money will come. Like, and so, and spend a bit and, you know, treat yourself to a meal or whatever the thing it is. And so living authentic success is having the faith that it will be okay and the ability to follow my heart and not my head.
Wow. And so if I hear you well, you are living your authentic success because it's a journey. It's not the destination. It's the journey. So would you be able to say today that you feel you are living your authentic success, really walking your talk?
100%. I love my life. I love my, where I'm at. Like I don't have a huge amount of money yet. Mm. I know it's on its way for sure. Mm. Cause based on what I'm practicing and the way it's all coming to it into alignment. But I was saying to my partner, when we went to the cinema the other day, and I was like, it's not about like, I know the money, like I know it in the heart of hearts that money and the stuff that comes with that is on its way. It's on its way, but it's from, say hypothetically, it's 5 years time. It's what happens in the 5 years that is the, it's the going to the cinema, noticing the feel of the popcorn, noticing the smell, noticing, you know, holding hands in the cinema and doing these things. It's like, it's those little bits that make everything life like amazing. When you notice it, the rest of it doesn't really matter as long as you've got a roof over your head and food on the table kind of thing.
Yeah. In my copywriting, in my branding about living authentic success, I always talk, and you can see it on Instagram at Daniel Sachs. You can actually see the post, you know, there's like a panorama post and it says, you know, I talk about true wealth because people are still, I think since COVID, there's a bit of a change that people are starting to grasp what you are explaining here, vulnerability, your health, your well-being. That is your wealth. If you are able to have an emotional, mental and physical well-being feeling, that is a huge wealth, if you ask me. So, and that's where wealth has always been that, like you say, the mansions, the cars, the and to me, that is a little bit my, and I get goosebumps now all over my back. That is a little bit my message on let's redefine success. Let's redefine true wealth. You know, wealth is that feeling of freedom, fulfillment, what you are talking about. So I found that so beautiful that there's a shift going on, isn't there? There's a shift going on in the world, and I think it's also energy where people, since COVID, I think people are more aware about their health, although a lot of them have forgotten it already. I don't know if you have that experience, Adam, but a lot of people were so determined to, you know, put their health first and to do certain changes in their life and have certain routines, habits, self-care habits. And we are three years down the line even, and it's still their patterns.
Yeah, that's why I call the ego is like a terminator. It will keep you, you know, and it will keep you in those patterns and they very quick, they very easily come back. For sure, you know, but what I think you're touching on particularly from, it's like an evolutionary step that's happening. And this is what I believe, like, I believe the purpose of vulnerability and that I've got a plan for a TED talk, which is a build on Brené Brown's talk. Shout out to Brené Brown, but hers is the power of vulnerability. And I think mine's going to be called something like the purpose of vulnerability. And I believe the purpose of vulnerability is evolution. Mm. You know, our soul is here to evolve.
Yes, I agree.
It's here to experience itself. And so I think
it's going on a deeper level. Hey,
for sure. And I think that there's what we're seeing the beginnings of is the like, not to say the capitalism is coming to an end, but it's the desire to have the safety that money brings. Okay. Of course. And all the shininess of that money brings, because I think in the old, let's be base level. For a man to attract a partner is like, well, I have the shiny suit, I'll have the watch, I'll have the car, I'll have the house. And it's like, because that's just saying, look, I've got loads of money, you'll be safe with me. Mm. Okay. But we're in a situation that in 5 to 10 years time, there's a high chance that the financial system is going to crash. Yeah. right? And so when that does, money's gonna, we don't know what's gonna happen, right?
True.
And so those that are going to like survive, I don't want to say survive because it's too much of a strong word, but those that are going to evolve and flourish and thrive, yes, to use your words,
yes,
to thrive, are those that have the ability to ride out their emotions, the waves of the emotion that comes with that. And that's where I believe that the vulnerability, it's like when you feel, if there's shame, guilt, anger, whatever, and you're not letting yourself feel it, there's the vulnerability, is the gap in between. And so that is why it's the catalyst, I believe, the catalyst to our freedom in that sense. And to give a very real example of this, and this is why I like landed on this, is that it was my ex-partner, about now it must be about 2 years ago. We were just having dinner and we were having a conversation, and we do I'd still do relationship check-ins with my partner every month, and to say how it's going. And we were doing one of those, and she just said off the bat, she was just like, oh, I can't go back now. And I was like, hang on, what do you mean by that? And she said, well, now I'm in a relationship with a man that can talk about his feelings. I can't go back to a person that can't.
Of course, I agree.
You can't. Because once you've had a deeper conversation and connection, then you just can't. And it's like, and I was like, whoa, that means vulnerability is genuinely an evolutionary step. So the more, the people that get a taste of this, once you've had a relationship that is open and communicative and do all those things, it's like a breath of fresh air. It's like, well, there's no way I'm going back to the old way of being where it's all self-sabotaging and all that kind of stuff, which I had rounds of for a lot of my life. But in that, it's like what we need people to do is go, okay, well, that behavior is not acceptable. And so I'm going to go, and this relationship's not working because of that. And so what you're doing then energetically is saying no to one type of energy, and therefore you're saying yes to another type of energy.
Making room for another.
Yeah. But the problem is that there's a saying that some love is better than no love. And it's like, it's not. It's not. It's like, it's the right, we have to love ourselves internally. And
I was just going to say, because I love it when you talk about your relationships and your ex and all, you know, and your vulnerability as a man and all these kind of things. But to me, the inner work starts with the relationship with yourself. 100%. So, you know, if you don't do that work, no relationship is going to work. That's how I see it. But in my practice, I can really see a lot of clients who, what you say is true. Once they are starting this lifestyle of authenticity, and once you are in there, I'm getting all, you know, warm and cold, you know, all in one now. Once you're there, you start living that kind of life, that lifestyle, you can't go back. There is no way that, because otherwise you're going to get sick again or something. Your body is going to tell you that it's not okay. So, Adam, you know, this conversation is going so, you know, close to my heart. Can you tell me a little bit, just to end the conversation, maybe I always ask that question at the end, a quote or a statement that you live by that is important to you, that anyone listening, we're talking to you, the listener out there, who is recognizing certain things in this conversation, who is saying, ooh, yes, I would love to be more vulnerable. Or is there a quote or a statement that you could, you know, add on to this conversation that would maybe give a little shift, or that has helped you, and, you know, where you've given a few, but is there any other one that you want to share?
Yeah, this is the one that this is so powerful for my practice and all the people I talk to. It sounds so obvious when you say it, but it's, if you are not saying how you feel, you are literally creating a reality that was never meant to exist for yourself and other people.
Whoa. Okay. Encouraging vulnerability. That's really encouraging, you know, a conversation with yourself and with the others.
Yeah, there is no other way. Like, so when that sentence really lands.
Yes.
If it's okay, I'm going to repeat it.
Yes.
It says, if you're not saying how you feel, you are literally creating a reality for your that was never meant to exist for yourself and for other people.
I'm going to close the interview with that, because anyone can listen to this interview again. You know, you can go and download it. You can go and listen on demand. I'm going to thank the vulnerability guy and the founder of Plight
Thank you for
Club.
having me.
You know, we'll put everything on the website as well, your bio with your contacts and everything. So thank you so much, Adam
Thank you for having
Solson.
me.
I
It's been
really
awesome.
appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
I'm coming back just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we are back. Thank you for listening into this conversation. And let me just summarize a few things that I got out of this beautiful interaction connection that I had here with Mr. Adam Slauson. And the first one that really is sticking with me after this interview is that vulnerability is the catalyst to our freedom. And I really, really love that, saying that vulnerability is a go, not a no, because it brings you out of your comfort zone. It expands your comfort zone. It stimulates you, and it almost admits and permits you, let's say, to lean into the feeling of who you are and what's happening inside, and not wearing the mask and letting speak the ego, etc. It's the only way to go from head to heart. It is so crucial to our mind-body-soul connection. And I really, really appreciated when Adam was sharing with us that when we accept our humanity, we are born. So I'm talking to you. When you are going to accept your humanity, be vulnerable, go into the feeling of who you are and get aligned with that authenticity, that's when you are reborn. That is your second life, I think, starting. So, yeah, beautifully said, the quote that life brings you people and situations to reflect where you're not free. And that is something that I want to illustrate with my clients this week, this coming week, because it is true. I just had my Saturday vitamins. My clients, my VIPs get every single week a Saturday vitamin. And the Saturday vitamin of this week is regarding challenges, that challenges come into our life to, first of all, understand them, overcome them, and not just make life interesting, but make our lives meaningful. And this is a little bit the same quote here, that life brings you the people and the situations to reflect where you are not free, so that you can reflect on yourself, go feel within, see what needs to stop, what is on your not to-do list, and what can become on your to-do list. So it is from fate and action. That's what Adam Slauson is illustrating to us, as well as authentic success. It's to go in the feeling, because we have learned not to feel. And it's all about unlearning, isn't it? I think we've seen it in a few of our shows here, that it's all about breaking the patterns, unlearning what we have been conditioned with in our childhood. And it is such a pattern that can be sometimes so ingrained that it's subconscious, that it's all an unconscious thing, that we don't realize it. So we need to have that awareness and that consciousness. That is what those people and situations are bringing us, to actually unlearn and step out of that pattern. And didn't you love that expression of the emotional gym? When Adam told us to go to an emotional gym so you become able to feel again, I really like that. Imagine going every single day to the, instead of to the gym for your physical fitness, to your emotional gym for your emotional fitness and strength. And so really become able to go deeper, to go layer through layer into that deeper feeling, because that's where the freedom lies. The freedom lies into the choice. And any open communication that he brings with his clothing, with his plight club, is of course an invitation to have an open, a vulnerable communication conversation to go deeper and express our own authenticity. And I have to say, Adam was saying that he recognizes my story and his story, and I can see why, because we both have indeed a journey to have a meaningful life, to go for true wealth instead of just wealth. There's nothing wrong with the mansions and the cars for any of you, if that is what you want. But so many entrepreneurs, sensitive people that I meet here have a void because they are going for the outside success. And that leaves like a void in ourselves. And that's what we're talking about today, being authentic, being vulnerable, and going and to feel what the real feelings are, the frustration, the anger, the void inside. That's where the work lies. That's where the freedom lies. And so through wealth gives a different meaning again. We redefine success. We redefine wealth. And that's my purpose in my branding, Living Authentic Success. That's what it's all about. And so to finish off, I'm going to finish one more time and say that quote one more time, because I really, really think it's one to reflect on for the rest of the week. And that is, if you are not saying how you feel, you are literally creating a reality that was never meant to exist, not for yourself and not for others. I so want you to go and reflect on this, because this whole conversation was such a beautiful, insightful, and inspirational communication connection that I really trust that it has helped you to take one more step further into your vulnerability, into your authentic path, into your authentic power. And so I'm going to leave you with this right here, right now, and I'll see you back next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.